And what brought you to Somerset in 42?
Well, I joined the Land Army and I was working in Middlesex near London Airport. That was market gardening, and the job wasn't going so well. And we phoned the Land Army up and they said, would you be prepared to go down to Somerset as a field worker? And I was with a friend, we joined up together. She liked to go, so that was it. That was it. I'd never set eyes on Somerset, but we came together and we arrived at Shepton Mallet, and there was this grey lorry, open lorry, with some straw in it, and we all climbed into this lorry and no idea where we were going, and we just sort of fell down the hills from Shepton down to a steamboat farm. And it was just been opened as a hostel then, smell of new paint, the yard was all running in mud, and that I think was our first job, was shovelling up this mud to clean the yard. And also the back part of the yard, we threw stones into the mud to make a base, you know, and that was my first memory of arriving there.
What did you wear? Did you have a uniform?
We had the uniform, yes. I'd say it wasn't just for walking out, but I don't know about the others, but I remember quite a few. The Land Army was started, I think, about 1939, first one in. And even that was 42, and there were still no greatcoats for the amount they were, I suppose they were having so many coming in, that they couldn't keep up with all the uniform. And it was about 6 months before I got a greatcoat. And we never did get, I don't remember whether we ever did have the Wellingtons, they had them for the milkers because of the water, you know, sloshing about.
What did you use on your feet then?
We had to have boots and gaiters. Strap the gaiters on, you know.
Were you in trousers, with trousers?
Yes, well, we had these, sort of like riding breeches. But we must have worn them in the cold weather, but in the summer we had the dungarees and a, what they call a little milking coat. I don't know whether you've seen any of the uniform. And yes, because we had shoes for walking out. Of course we had them when it was hot, I suppose.
What did you wear above your breeches, though, in the wintertime?
Well, we had, there was, I don't know what these shirts were made of. They weren't all that warm, really. But we had a green sweater thing, you know, V-neck sweaters. But, of course, mainly, once you got working, you didn't get very cold. You know, you kept very hot, really, working away. It was hard work, you know, but we all thought we were going to win, you know, going to win it, you know, sort of helped to win it. You didn't get any slackers in those days.